You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
We'll be right back. It's the beginning of another case of who's died on Sound and Nick's Vision this segment, then. It's the Cranberries, of course. Dolores is gone, but Nick Elliott is with us. Yay, Nick. Go, Nick. How are you, Nick?
I'm wonderful, Alex, and back for another year.
Well, there we are. Volume 35
for the start of it.
Has just been launched. It is, in your own inimitable words, a funk special.
Oh, it is. Greasy as they come.
Sue Rice certainly would actually say pshaw to such attempted weakness links to anything that's sort of broadly innuendo-based. But welcome, Sue.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yes.
Would she do?
Happy New Year, everybody.
She's pure as the driven snow.
I'm going to ignore you. I'm going to treat it with the contempt it deserves.
So, right. You like a good greasing, don't you, Sue?
And as Nick proves once again that you can push those boundaries just that step too far, we will move on to Anastasia, somebody who continually moves in her own routine. Why have we actually decided to go for Anastasia as your second choice for 2018, Nick?
I just think this woman's fantastic anyway, but I was in a real, as I say, greasy mood when I put together the playlist and thought, really? Oh, funk, man, let's get down.
Set me free. Set me free. Out this misery.
Anastasia, I'm Out of Love. It's Sound and Nick's Vision, Volume 35, the Funk Special. Have you worked with Anastasia as yet, Nick?
I haven't, actually. No.
So what's been happening in the Nick Elliott world that we need to make folk aware of as the growing empire that occurs with your online radio sagas and such like, of which Sound and Nick's Vision is just one teeny, teeny, tiny connection here on Siren Radio?
Yeah, it is. There's a lot going on. It's quite busy. I'm very busy with some of the book projects. I'm out again this year with Ed Graham doing various different things. I've just been invited to be on his next brand new single video, which I think he's shooting at the end of February. And I've just released a brand new apparel collection, bit of my Nashville collection from one of the trips that I've had to Nashville. So that's just been released.
How can people access details about this fine connection of clothing that you actually brought?
They can just go to nickelliott.shop.
Is that
and
all?
It's all on there. That's where they've got to go.
Amazing.
There's lots of stuff.
Funk is to the fore now with the Average White Band. Is this a rhetorical question that you're putting to your co-presenter today?
Do you think it is?
I don't know. Sue, what do you think? Sue, your record choice from Nick Elliott, Average White Band, when will you be mine?
It's not what you do, it's just the way that you do it. Make me feel this way. It's not what I see, it's what I read and do. Looks you've been giving me. Now make no mistake.
As part of your clothing range, Nick, do you get dressed up in a white suit with a tendency to point your finger at the ceiling, or is that more disco?
That's more disco. Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference
between...
I mean, from your photographic expertise, what's the difference between funk and disco? Because for me, well, it's been pretty much all...
Actually, I'm quite a fan of disco as well, so some of that kind of stuff. I just like the groove. The groove, yeah.
I mean, speaking as somebody who effectively likes to adopt a sort of dad dancing routine and move your arms around so nobody actually sees what a disaster your legs are actually doing at the time. Sue, what, any particular dance moves that you like to strike or indeed see struck on the dance floor?
Well, I do like twirling.
Do you?
Yes, I do, yes. I've always loved dancing.
Twirl is the...
And twiddling, she mentioned twiddling.
Well, twiddling.
She's
quite
a twiddling.
Yeah.
Twiddly twirler.
Yes.
Yeah, twiddling.
But that's mainly because I used to dance on my own. Because nobody would dance with me.
Nobody would dance with you, Susan?
No, they wouldn't.
Really?
That's ridiculous. I mean, obviously, obviously
she's just after the sadness note, I think. I know that's true at all.
In Xanadu, a pleasure dome was decreed by Kublai Khan back in the day.
Wonderful
when
track.
He was putting this together. And Holly Johnson, for Tis He, who is the lead singer, of which band, Sue?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood, one of my favourites.
Do you notice where I channeled my inner Frankie there?
Boy,
I always felt more in touch with that than the man with the moustache and the leather
trousers. It's given me a nosebleed. It's hit where it needed to go, right?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
We've got time during this next track for me to make a confession on her, you know. Which is a confession targeted at the Rice family.
Okay.
I know it's a major one, so it involves the calendar. I'll say it now.
Oh, okay.
I've got a calendar for
the calendar
you.
That I haven't had
for
2 years.
I've got one here for you now, Nick. Got one here for you now. Here.
Are you really?
I'm going to hand it over.
Really?
Photographic evidence.
Not that one.
To yourself and Kat. But I haven't as yet got one for the Rice family. So even though there's more photographs of Sue and family in the calendar, so you can gaze upon Sue on a monthly basis.
Right.
Afraid that actually, you know, she doesn't have one as yet physically in her hands.
Damn.
However, that's to come. Would you like to introduce your third selection? No, I tell a lie. Again, fourth selection on the programme today.
It's a bit like Life in the UK. Welcome to the Pleasure Dome.
Really? Now, are we going for a full 13-minute version?
Oh, it's got to be full length.
Full length?
The birds have started tweeting.
We need adjudicator here, Susan. Full length?
Full length, as expected.
Our producer Kat's just holding her head in the corner thinking, why? Why? If I'd only listened to what my mother said, it would have been a completely different world.
Life goes on day after day after day after day after day. Today, after day, after day, after day, after day. Thank you.
Blacana, Pleasure Dome, direct. Pleasure Dome, on our way home, going home where lovers roam, lovely from home, welcome to the Pleasure Dome.
Shooting stars never stop. Shooting stars never stop. There goes a supernova.
Do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
Thank you, just it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Goulding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about this.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the lady.
Alternate Thursdays at 10 p.m. Repeated on Saturdays at 11 p.m. It's fun for all the family, right?
Siren 107.3 FM.
Yeah.
perhaps it's just me, but somehow I'm getting just a hint, a little hint, a sous-son perhaps, Nick, of Moby in that one. I'm getting a sense that Moby and the notion of Grace Kelly and so on. It's definitely got a feeling. Yeah, even the ending,
good
I
think
Moby is a...
Yeah.
Anyway, George Michael there with Too Funky, following the epic Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, all 13 minutes worth of it, which is basically why the entire cast and crew of Sound and Nick's Vision has actually had a three-course meal while before we actually sort of been last talking about life, the universe and various other bits and pieces. Nick, he says three times
Alex,
for emphasis.
Alex,
I know.
Alex.
Make sure he was awake.
Yes, exactly. Is George Michael one of those artists that you would have liked to have worked with? Do you know people who have worked with him? What sort of influence has he had on your life? Or was it just a case of, well, you know, he never actually bettered his time spent with his cohort Andrew in Wham?
No to the second question. Was never bothered about Wham. Terrible band.
What, mate, even with Pepsi,
everything
Pepsi
they did
and Shirley?
Was terrible.
Good heavens.
But George
you
Michael,
go.
Really, since the guy's death, I've been listening to a lot of his work, and he was so good. It was serious.
I'd always thought you were more of a Young Guns go for it person somehow.
Do you think?
Strange that has never emerged in any of the past 34 editions.
T-shirts, not up my boulevard.
Jude's life. And Sue, at this particular time in the 80s, of course, you were just a child.
I was, but I must say I've got there's a special place for George Michael as a composer of songs. There's so much stuff that he's done that maybe didn't come under his banner. That he was an amazing song composer. Mm. And one of my favourites is I Can't Make You Love Me, which is just only if you've ever sat and listened to that in the sort of it's a sublime tune.
Much better than Gary Barlow then.
Oh, ouch. That's low.
By a long way.
Different.
As you're listening to this, welcome February in. Yes, it is February already. Amazing. So we'll already know what Elton John has actually announced in his special announcement.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so what has he announced then?
That he's not going to tour anymore.
Yeah, I know.
But they always say that.
Exactly.
It's nonsense.
They'll come
2 years, he'll be back.
That's exactly.
What's he going to do?
Oh, Danny Baker said he wasn't going to tour again, and look what happened there. He's put out a new tour. So, never say never.
Danny Baker, the BBC broadcaster. Mm. Touring.
Yes.
Not a musician at all, Sue.
No, I know.
I'm a fan of Danny.
Sometimes Sue goes left field in such a dramatic turn that it astounds even my capacity.
She went rare me there.
Left field.
I had no idea.
Really was.
I didn't know what
Goodness
was going
sakes.
On.
Get the rhythm stick out.
In the deserts Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me, hit me, hit me. In the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, sehr fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
road to Mandalay, from Bombay to Santa Fe, o'er the hills and far away. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, says Simone, he says Peek. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick, two fat persons, click, 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 hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me! 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 Hit me!
Good night. Ian Dury and his Blockheads, and Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. If you want to find out why Nick actually selected that, listen to any of the last 30-odd shows.
Wounded, wounded.
Moving on.
I don't know, do you? I don't know.
But not over and over and over and over again. Otherwise, people say,
he's just been mean and cruel.
You can't get too much culture. You can't get too much culture. You really can't, Alex.
A sad lack of Little Mix as well, with signs these days, because I'm looking for the sign image of Little Mix coming through, for reasons which people might be aware of if you're following the Little Mix concert tour.
As I know you do.
They're going to be in Lincoln. They're in Lincoln this year.
They
are in Lincoln. Let's face it, keep it real, Siren Radio, Little Mix, those teeny tiny Irish people will be there.
They'll be bringing their little sign.
I would hope so too. I'd like to have Bewitched as well, but then I've said that for years. What a team. Great team. It's fantastic. I mean, they were.
I loved her.
90s. The Lynch Sisters.
Was it Mary Montgomery?
Bridget.
Was it?
No. Ice Pack Jackson and Charlene. Nothing to do with Charlene, I've never been to me, or possibly indeed Jolene, another Lean that was
truly
there.
Class performer, this guy.
So
check
share with
out.
Us. This was something that check was sent across to us via producer Kat in a way that sort of magically epitomises the joy of sharing music and bringing new artists or relatively new artists to Sound and Nick's Vision.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to say about Ice Pack Jackson?
Only that if you haven't heard the guy, check him out. American artist. He's worked with everybody who's anybody, and his last album is truly, truly magnificent.
Take Charlene, tell me what you're trying to say. Let me know, Charlene, what it is you're trying to say. Should take a walk, sit down on the lawn and have a little talk. Hey, Charlene, now tell me what you're trying to say. 'Cause I've been watching you move and groove and sashay. It all. So, God. walk, sit down on the lawn and have a little talk. Hey, Charlene, now tell me what you're trying to say. Yeah, I've been watching you move and groove and sashay. Well, I've been watching you move and groove and sashay.
One of the late lamented, no, it's all right, he hasn't died, at least we're not aware of that as yet, presenters on Siren Radio once used to say, Inks right, is up next, in excess. Would you like to, again, explain the reasons why you're going to expose our listener and Sue Royce to Suicide Blonde?
It's a very long story, but I've
got 2 minutes.
Done some work with the guy who then went on to front NXS, which was a guy called John Stevens, Australian guy, who put together an awesome rock band called the Dead Daisies that I've also done a lot of work with. I was just kind of bobbing in and out of it, you know, putting the playlist together, and thought, whoa, we're up for a bit of Hutchins. Yeah, he could do it. They were a great, great band.
Close their arms, white light in the world, but you can't see a thing. The surface is squeezed,
we do it? So that's the question. Can we actually fit in 11 tunes into Sound and Nick's Vision? We're going to move on. Sue, what do you think the next one up could possibly be in a funk show special?
I haven't got a clue. It could be anything.
Are you suggesting that actually we could do a funk show special without James Brown? Ow! I feel good.
Oh, definitely. That'd be
Except
good.
Except it's not.
That,
it's not. I feel good, is it, Nick?
Which one is it? Isn't. Then?
Living in America.
You might not feel good, particularly in the present climate. Ah, well. Enough of the politics. Take it away, James. And the answer is no. No, we can't possibly do it. Thank you, James. Michael Jackson's taking us out. But Sue Rice, currently getting photo shoots, crazy with Nick Elliott. And understandably, Nick is a professional photographer and internationally famous one. That's why he hosts the show. That's why it's called Sound and Nick's Vision. Sue, which one would you go for as your number one choice? Cranberries, Anastasia, Average White Band, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, George Michael, Ian Dury, Iceback Jackson, In Excess, James Brown, or the upcoming Michael Jackson?
It's a toughie, because I do like In Excess, but I think it's got to be the Cranberries.
There we are. Nick, what do we say at the end of the programme?
We all say the same thing.
Three words.
Which is, keep music live.